This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The Farmer's Dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog, Barnaby, loves the Farmer's Dog. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. On the Happier podcast, Elizabeth and I often quote our mother and father because they both give terrific advice. I think often of something that my father told me when I got my first real job. He said, if you take the blame when you deserve it, people will give you responsibility. I've found that to be very true. Difficult, but true. In my experience, until someone in a group, in a job, in a family accepts blame, everyone stays very anxious and focused on fingering the person at fault. If you're a fan of the TV show Succession and you watch the finale of the second season, you saw this phenomenon in action around the table. I found that once I raise my hand, if appropriate, then everyone else can relax and focus on what needs to be done because no one is worried about being unjustly criticized or blamed. I remember a time from years ago when I was still working as a lawyer, at that time as a senior advisor to the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission. I was working with a team of people who were creating an important report. The document came in, and later at a meeting of senior people, some people severely criticized the report. They said it wasn't done correctly, it didn't address what it should have addressed, and so on. Now, I had directed the people who created the report, and I had reviewed it. And I have to admit that for a moment, I did consider staying silent and just directing the conversation to how the report had to be changed in the next draft. In this room of senior people, I was the least senior, and I didn't want to call attention to my mistake. But I remembered what my father told me many years ago. So I spoke up. I gave this team their directions, I said. They didn't get it wrong. That's on me. They did a good job doing what I told them to do. So let's talk about how the report needs to change so I can give them better guidance. I worried that admitting this kind of mistake would harm my reputation because I'd obviously screwed up. But just as my father said, it helped me. It showed the senior people that I could own a mistake and work to fix it. And as word drifted back to the people who hadn't been in the meeting, and word always does drift back, they knew that I hadn't unfairly put the blame on them. Instead of hurting my reputation as I'd feared, this incident had just the opposite effect. It's important to note that this aphorism points out that we should take the blame when we deserve the blame. This isn't about making blanket apologies or being willing to be a punching bag. It's about owning up to our own mistakes. I found that it's really true. When you take the blame when you deserve it, people give you responsibility. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.